Olympic athletes subject their bodies to rigorous training, many hours per day, with the focus and the goal of delivering that peak performance on the day of competition. Figure skaters and gymnasts, particularly, only have a few minutes on the world stage to deliver their performance. Sometimes it's an almost perfect routine, and other times an athlete makes a mistake, perhaps the only one in the competition, and for them, the day is over. The harsh reality is that in some sports there is only one chance to prove yourself, one chance to stamp upon the world your own insignia, one chance to make a difference. In even a more solemn realm, when we are born, we are presented by the grace of God with an opportunity to live. We are given a chance to choose good or evil, a chance to live according to the guidelines that God has given us in His own precious word, or to live according to our own pursuit of pleasure, a chance to follow God, or a chance to follow the God of this world, the devil, the chance to accept God's offer of salvation, or to reject Christ, a chance to plot a course for heaven, or a chance to push the accelerator pedal to destruction. We have been given a chance, one life and one chance. The Bible describes a brevity of this life when it says that your life is like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. One life and one chance to live. You might ask yourself that life, when will that life and chance be judged? And who will be the judge? The Bible makes that clear when it says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment." Our lives are full of opportunities, even sometimes second chances, but when we cross that barrier of death, we will have had our only chance and our last one, and God will be our judge. How will He judge? What will we be measured by? Our judgment, in a sentence, will be, what have we done with God's gift of salvation, manifest to us in the sacrifice of His only Son? God has done everything He possibly can to save us. He has given us His only Son to be our Savior. How could He possibly have done more? What have you done with that Savior? Have you embraced Him as the Lord of your life? Are you born again? You have been given one life and one chance. There is a gospel hymn that says, "Only one life to live, I must never withhold that from God. Only one life to give, I must not miss the well done by God." Examine your life today. God extends to you the offer of salvation. It matters not what you have done in the past. God can save and make that life, that chance, one for your blessing and for His glory. A little poem written many years ago echoes that sentiment. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. Life without God is no life at all. Receive Him as your Savior, and know what it is to really live.